Here we go, and we're live. So yesterday we had disappointing PPI inflation data, and yet the Nasdaq made a new all-time high. Today we had the all-important CPI inflation data released, and wow, there's definitely a surprise. So we'll take a look at this. We'll also see how this affects our position. And with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And today is, what do we have today? Wednesday, May 15th, and in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. All right, let's see. Where do we start? We probably should bring up the S&P, or should we bring up the Nasdaq? Let's bring up the Nasdaq and look at this. Yesterday, making a record high.
Wow, wow. Well, yesterday, solid close, but today, look at that follow through. And I mean, markets are just higher. And Marcus, it's all about this inflation.
It's all about the inflation data. Exactly. So yesterday we had the PPI that came in worse than expected. Today, the CPI, and the CPI came in pretty much in line with the expectations, which is better than the previous months. So the previous month, we had an uptick of 3.5. It was expected that we drop back to 3.4. Yay, it happened. There's retail sales. The CPI previous month came in at 0.4, was expected to come in at 4, a little bit better here. Anyhow, so long story short, it didn't come in worse than expected than yesterday. And this were a sigh of relief.
Looks like it. I mean, this is what investors wanted to see, right? We had PPI yesterday, a little bit of a shock. And then, you know, let's focus on the bigger, more focused report, or at least the one that investors focus on. And it came in line with expectations. And like you pointed out, slightly better than what we had last time. So that trajectory improving is what traders want and what the Fed wants to cut rates.
Yeah, I mean, we're still far away from the Fed's target rate of 2%, but we're moving in the right direction. However, it also seems that traders are very, very eager to celebrate a 0.1 decrease. I mean, this is like, all right, this is not really, we got inflation under control. This year was a significant uptick that we saw. So we're kind of back where we were towards, I think, in February, because in March we had the uptick. These are the April numbers. So we're back to where we were in February. So not really making a whole lot progress here on the war against inflation. But if we look at the 5-minute chart of the mini S&P this morning, look at this. What a jump.
Yeah, that just shows exactly what traders were thinking, which was, woohoo, this is good news.
Right. So from where we were before the data was released to where we are right now, up 0.8%. That's a significant move.
Yeah, not too shabby there.
Yeah. So, I mean, with that, it seems that, yes, fireworks are back in the market. We already talked about it, Nasdaq making another all-time high here. S&P right now also looking at an all-time high. If we hold up, Dow a little bit behind. So, but we're just a few points behind, kind of like 90 points, which is nothing for the Dow. So we're already at 200 points. And interestingly enough, I mean, with these fireworks, also Bitcoin up 4% today. What else? Interest rates down decisively today.
Yeah, big move lower in those yields. And I mean, that's what we would expect if there's the prospect that the Fed will start cutting sooner and equities are higher, yields should be lower. But a pretty decent drop here, Marcus, in the yields altogether.
Yeah. So let's see if what traders are thinking now about the probabilities. Let's see what they're factoring in. Let me zoom in so that we can see it. Now, I mean, it hasn't really changed a whole lot. I mean, yesterday we were at 66%. So that moved back up to 70%. But it really seems that traders believe, okay, maybe it's going to happen here in September.
Sure. And we were kind of seeing that yesterday, but the probabilities did increase slightly higher that September is the month for a cut, at least based on Fed fund futures.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see what else is happening in the markets with these fireworks. So, well, we still had retailers reporting earnings. So we have Boot Barn that reported earnings first lower, now moving higher. Quite interesting because earnings came in better than expected. We talked about it. Sometimes it's all about the guidance.
Exactly. I didn't see what the guidance was on this one, but I did see that there were some analyst increases or stating higher price targets.
Yeah, I was looking at it just before the markets opened, and it was definitely down because they issued weaker guidance for the year, even though they beat earnings and also the revenue. But yeah, all about guidance. Anyhow, got to talk about meme stocks. You ready to look at meme stocks?
Why not?
GME, what is happening here? This rally seems to be short-lived. I mean, today, down 30%. So, I mean, this is after Roaring Kitten, who caused this this craziness. So let's switch to a weekly chart in 2021, right? Yeah, there we go.
2021.
Yep. In the January of 2021, where GME, GameStop moved all the way up to 120. Short sellers lost billions of dollars and needed to be bailed out. He was back, tweeted something, and then it's over?
I guess so. I mean, this is why you don't want to play with something like this. It's fireworks, but you could definitely get burnt. And it just seems like the... like all of the memes that were popping up, because we also have AMC, same situation, right? SunPower, SPWR, same situation. You could look at Tupperware, TUP, same situation. And then there's Koss Corporation, KOSS. And
So it doesn't mean that it is over, because in 2021 we have seen that it could go higher. So I would not right now sell calls at 650 because you can end up badly here. But it seems that today the rally is fizzling out a little bit of meme 2.0.
Yeah, looks like it.
All right. Well, let's take a look at our positions and see what we are doing here. One more thing. I wanted to take a look at Tesla. I mean, look at this. Tesla today, red. And Tesla right now is like a bouncy ball, right? I mean, every time we look at this, it's up or down 2%. So if we look at Tesla, bring up the chart here, it's just right now very wild how it is moving here.
It is. And anything in particular that you saw here?
I did not. I did not. It's really just, I think this was here all the gap fill that we saw. So this is done. This is filled. Will we head for another gap fill going down here? It just, Tesla right now is a wild animal.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, they're little news headlines, but it didn't seem like it was anything substantial to cause this move, just some craziness.
Yeah. Since we're already here, let's take a look at our two positions. CSIQ, gosh, I mean, this morning higher, but it seems that right here at around 18-ish, we see some resistance, and come on, buddy. Breakthrough. This is your new trend line. This is the way to go. I mean, still up a percent for today. And I think that this might be connected maybe to SPWR. What do you think? SunPower? I mean, this is a meme stock, right? But also solar industry that moved higher today, down 26%. I'm wondering if this is dragging down CSIQ, because based on the interest rates being lower today, CSIQ should actually rally a little bit more.
You would think so. And Solar Edge, SEDG, I was just looking at, you know, some others, and it seems like it was the same type of move where the strong gap higher and then reversal. You know, same situation. First Solar, still up, FSLR, but also a similar move, gap higher, drop. Wow. First Solar looking a little stronger, though.
So we'll see what happens here. I mean, I'm very, very happy with this move. I mean, we talked about we would be happy to add to the position, but now, hey, might as well keep on rallying, keep moving higher here. Go for it.
Let's do it.
All right, and then we have UPS. UPS, huge reversal bar yesterday. Did you see what caused this?
You know, I briefly looked into it, and I didn't see something that stood out. Did you?
I did not. But yesterday, UPS down 1.7%. Today, yeah, up 0.6%. But, I mean, yesterday we were as high as 154, and then we closed at such lows. So we closed at 147. I mean, that's a $7 move. That's quite significant here.
Yeah, that's huge. And I didn't spend a whole lot of time trying to research this, so there's probably something out there. But just when I did a quick search, I didn't see anything that stood out. Interesting, though.
Yeah, but I mean, it's good that our trend line is still intact here. So
it is.
Keep moving higher. Yep. Keep moving higher. So with markets today showing some fireworks, I didn't see any wheel trades that excited me. Did you see anything?
No, and I mean, this is where in the rule of thumb will typically help, and that is sell puts on down days, sell calls on up days. So if you have an opportunity to sell calls on positions and the markets are rallying, great, but yeah, use a little caution being too aggressive on an up day selling puts, because there will be a down day coming.
There will be a down day coming, and we also have the VIX at super low levels again. Look at this, the VIX below 13, that's the volatility index. The lower the volatility index, the less premium in options, and that's another factor here. So while we are sitting a little bit on our hands, even though we do have some buying power, because we like to have up to 5 positions in our portfolio, right now we have 2 positions in there, so we definitely would like to add another 1 or 2, maybe even 3.
That's the goal. And, you know, sometimes you just have to sit on a pile of cash like Warren Buffett, waiting for the best opportunities.
There you go. I mean, better to do this than rushing into trades. I'm talking about rushing into trades. Also, WTF has calmed down. I mean, we don't have any new opportunities here. We're still in 2 positions. First up, Airbnb today down a little bit again. Super interesting. Don't know based on what, down 1%, trading at session lows right now. Our entry at 147.75. Oops, let me see if I can make this a little bit better. So 147.75 right now, trading at 144.96. Far, far, far away from our stop loss. But right now, we're waiting for this to turn around and hopefully fill the gap. That's the idea here.
That would be nice.
The other one that we have, COP, ConocoPhillips. Wow, what a
look at
day
this reversal
today. I mean,
yeah,
look at that.
Yeah, that is quite a reversal, pulling back towards that 200-day and then rallying right back. So let's get some more upside on this one.
Yeah, our entry at 125 right now, trading at 121, so down around $4. That's what, 3%, 3.5%, something like this on the entry price. So we'll see if now we have the attack towards our entry after we tested the support level of the 200-day moving average. And we are also entitled to the dividend. So not a whole lot, but it's another 58 cents per share. So all of that.
That works.
All right. So let's see what the markets are doing here in just a moment, but it is this time in the show where we are waiting for your trader joke, Mark.
All right.
What do you got for us today?
Why was the trader ordered to go to Narcotics Anonymous?
I don't know.
Was way too excited about getting back to yesterday's high.
All right. Okay, so here's my dad joke. So yesterday I had some problems with the Wi-Fi. That's why I moved the router into the barn. And that's much better because now I have stable Wi-Fi.
Okay, Marcus, that was dumb. Yesterday, though, you clearly had the winner. Like, it was, as far as the voting goes, that was so lopsided, so one-sided, that, like, you get Dad Joke of the Year award just for yesterday, but your follow-through today was horrible.
Well, don't listen to him. He's trying to influence you. I think it was a good one. So, okay. He's trying to influence you badly. So vote for me. Vote for Pedro. Okay. All right. Let's take a look at a five-minute chart of the S&P 500. And we see it is still fireworks. It is up, up, and away. Right now, the S&P making new highs for the year. New all-time highs, actually. NASDAQ up almost 1%, and the Dow trying to join in here in making new all-time highs here as well. So what do you expect for the remainder of the day, Mark? Will we just continue the fireworks, or will it fizzle out?
I think that we're going to stay at these levels or drift a little bit. I think today is going to be a nice up day, and if there is going to be a down day, we could get it going into the weekend with some profit taking, but I think today we're going to stay up here.
I think there's some excitement. I believe that we pull back a little bit just because everybody will realize, okay, what exactly are we celebrating? That inflation is still running at 3.4%, which is way too high. But I mean, it just relieved that the CPI didn't come in worse than expected. And that also finally it is moving down again after it had a couple of upticks here. So yeah. We'll see. All right. Anyhow, if you enjoyed today's show, give us a like and vote for me. Don't listen to him. He's just trying to influence you. Although the yesterday's high was pretty good. Anyhow, if you find that this information was pretty useful, consider sharing it. There's a share button right underneath. And if this is your first time here, hit the subscribe button and the little notification bell. This will get notified whenever we go live. And we'll be live back here tomorrow. And until then, have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.